Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay, so when the Democrats went to retrieve St. Kilmer, who, by the way, the poor beaten wife, she filed it, I didn't. Wife he beat. And look, the only thing I think the Catholic Church doesn't have a patron saint for is wife beaters. There's no patron saint of wife beaters. Patron saint of everything else, children, animals, mothers. Wife beaters need a patron saint too, right? Because life can be hard when you beat your wife. You could end up in, high security prison in El Salvador. Anyway, the baby daddy of the wife's children, it turns out, this is just breaking this morning, filed an emergency order in court to get his kids back because St. Kilmer, he argued in court, was a violent, dangerous gang member and he feared for his children's lives. So there we have it again. Yet another person close to them saying, yeah, he's a gang member. Totally. Well, I mean, in addition to the two judges who ruled that too. So that's where we are this morning. He tried to get his kids back. Ultimately, that court order was thrown out, not because it didn't have merit, but because he filed it in the wrong court, filed it for the standing was the issue, not the court order itself. Anyway, meanwhile, Democrats in the MS-13 caucus, Lee, who flew to El Salvador, have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, turns out while they were there, and I mean, why would they spare themselves? Kind of turned it into a luxury vacation, staying at a 5-star Hilton hotel.
Well, I'm shocked at that, Tara.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, it's not as bad as Bernie and AOC flying around on get this, $15,000 an hour jet.
Yeah.
Like the other oligarchs.
Yeah.
On their anti-oligarchy tour?
Yeah, it's right there on their Green New Deal plan, I'm sure.
I mean, they can't settle for just first class?
Or maybe a bus, you know?
A bus?
Electric bus. Make Kamala happy.
Yeah, but they'd never get there. Anyway, so stayed at a 5-star hotel in all those videos. So they were out on the veranda, it turns out, filming those videos, but they cropped it so you couldn't see that because it was very luxurious, and the view was amazing. So the good news there, though, is James Comer, after they took the trip, was like, no, I'm not reimbursing them.
Yeah.
So they got stuck with it. Maybe the DNC can use some of that money stolen from the Treasury to pay for that. I don't know. It's something like that. But anyway, yeah, fundamentally dishonest. And some of them recorded their Save St. Kilmer videos from their hotel room, so it's not obvious where they were and how luxurious it was.
Yeah.
Because they plan to stick you for the bill.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that's going on. Meanwhile, I think this is huge. And this is a technical thing, but I think it's going to change everything. And Elon Musk, Lee, paid dearly for this. Doge has a report out this morning on what went into effect on Saturday. Went into an effect Saturday. They didn't announce it till yesterday. They have put a payments control system on the Treasury so that every payment, get this, it's going to be crazy, has to match the congressional budget allocation for it.
Wow, go figure.
I know. So in other words, you can't just send money out to your friends anymore. Uncoded? It's incredible that they ever did this. It's unbelievable. On Saturday alone, just to give you an idea, on Saturday alone, when this thing went on in that 24-hour period, the new Treasury Access symbol, all it says is, you've got to code it. You've got to put a code in, a budget code that matches the budget, i.e., Congress allocated $40 billion for some satellites. Well, this has to be from the budget, and it's got to reference the budget. It can't just be random and untraceable, as $4.7 trillion in payments was last year. Let that sink in. So just on Saturday alone, Doge tweeted, they saved Americans $334 million in improper payment requests. They were identified and rejected by the new, basically, software that they've put on. One day, $334 million improper payment request. So that means...
Just think, software did this, not a new federal government agency.
I know. Well, they're going to have to burn down, they're going to have to burn down every Tesla dealership in the country if they can afford the lighter fluid now. So these improper requests that were turned down just on Saturday, the first day, $334 million, just shows you the extent of this. It was either missing the budget codes, they were using invalid budget codes, i.e., the payment was not linked to the budget, so we can trace, okay, here's the money going out for what Congress allocated. Or, listen to this, they were using budget codes with no authorization. It wasn't authorized. You know why? The budget had already been fully spent. So where was the money going?
Yeah. Well, where was the money coming from?
Okay, that's really sketch, all of that. Very sketchy. Very sketch, as my teenagers would say. Extremely sketchy.
Because you're hip like that, Tara.
I am hip to the street. Yes, I am. You have me nailed on that. So just on Saturday, $334 million saved. And when that $4.7 trillion a year, Lee, this is incredible. Because it didn't have budget codes, and often even the recipient line was blank, as in, you know, Charlie Satellites, Inc. So we can maybe even try to figure, like, what are we buying here? Are we just sending the money direct to the cartel? I mean, I don't know. Direct to the Russian mafia. I mean, they steal a lot from us. They stole a lot of COVID stuff, but that's how they did it. You know, the COVID payments, mass fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, $4.7 trillion in pay. This is from the Doge tweet on this, okay? $4.7 trillion in payments was left blank, making traceability almost impossible. Even Doge can't figure out where the money went.
Can you say financial fraud, Tara? That's what that is.
Can you imagine if a company traded on the stock market did this?
Yeah, they would be.
Oh,
SEC
are you kidding?
Would be knocking on their door.
Oh, they'd pull up.
Yeah.
No, seriously, they'd go full forensic on you. I mean, they would come in the building. I mean, there'd be people dragged down handcuffs. I mean, you can't do that.
Hauling away hard drives and.
I know. No, it would. I mean, it would be the biggest scandal ever. But it's the federal government. It's our money, so it's okay. No big deal. So, look, that alone, Lee. Was where a texter wrote earlier. So let me get this straight. Our government was handing out trillions with fewer checks than a Chuck E. Cheese arcade. And we're just now fixing that. How is this not the biggest story in the country?
Well, we can say that about a lot of them, I tell you.
Yeah.
You know.
God bless Elon Musk, because this is costing him dearly. Bloomberg reporting this morning, so it might be true. I mean, it's Bloomberg. Elon Musk, since Trump took office, he's obviously been working with him, lost 25% of his net worth. Gone.
Poor Elon. I saw a Tesla going down 85 yesterday on the way home that had a Elon sticker that with a line through it, you know. So just like, I'm sorry, but without Elon Musk, that Tesla wouldn't have existed. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, the person's probably begging, like, no, please don't burn it. Yeah. No, don't key it.
Well, you know, that's a good point. It may have been a defensive reaction to the current climate there. Of course, mostly what they're burning are the Cybertrucks, not so much the electric cars.
Yeah. So poor Elon. And I mean, when you look at a 71% loss for Tesla quarter over quarter. So, I mean, last quarter, $1.4 billion in sales. That's January, February, March last year. This year, 401. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Some of it is a lot of his customers were liberal. They don't, you know, they like fraud. They want all their Democrat friends to be able to steal whatever they want, whatever's not nailed down. And everybody gets a cool $1 billion for their NGO. And then we just go broke in the end. Or it could just be people are like, you know what? I like those Teslas, but I don't want to worry all the time about it getting keyed. I'll buy something else. They've really put the hurt on him. They say his losses total about $113 billion with a B.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got a lot more competition now because General Motors has got some electric vehicles that are selling well. Ford, the same. They're more coming. He's got more competition now. So that's part of the issue as well. But yeah, there's certainly the way that he has been vilified in the media is certainly and violence against the dealership and those driving some of the vehicles. That's certainly got to be impacting his market share.
You know what that is? That you want to boil it down to what's impacting the market share? Domestic terrorism.
Yeah. Well, that's what's fixed. Economic terrorism is what that is. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been effective, and I think that it's got the Democrats motivated, and that's why I think you saw Pritzker yesterday, 2 days ago.
Oh yeah,
the governor, yeah. Democrat governor,
who apparently is running for president now.
Yeah, all but calling for violence because they feel like, wow, you know, we were successful with that.
Well, when you say Republicans should not have a moment of peace, how is that any different from calling for violence? So
it would be if Trump said it. They
well,
would,
of course,
yes,
yeah.
That
you said
would
that about Democrats, yeah,
yeah, yeah. By the way, and I know you had this in the news earlier, South Carolina House won't take up effort to remove Treasurer Curtis Loftus.
He's safe for now, yeah.
Yeah, you know why? They pulled it. He texted me about a week ago. He'd done his own polling, and he said, I think my poll numbers are shooting up. So the South Carolina Senate so unpopular that if they're trying to take you out, people are like, you must be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
But did you, I don't know if you paid attention to the results of our poll online. On that, did you see what the final was?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you ran the poll and Curtis Loftus be removed as South Carolina treasurer? 57% said no.
Yeah.
43% said yes. So I think they did their own polling and they're like, about that Loftus thing. What a great guy. We'll just leave him right where he is. Ouch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, Trump's on a tear and he just don't care. It's his last term after all. Well, except for the one in 2028. You see they're selling Trump 2028 hats out of the Trump merchandise store? Left, of course, takes him seriously. Wait, they don't ask which Trump. I mean, it could be Eric, Larry Trump. But seriously, he's having a ball. I loved this yesterday from his rally. It was my favorite part. Leftist lunatic. And you know, actually, I don't even think he meant to troll this person. I think he was genuinely confused, which happens to me regularly lately. You'll see what I mean. And just when I'm out and about in public, I get kicked. It just happened to Trump. I'll just play the audio.
You know, he was in North Carolina. He did so great. What's the problem over there? What's the problem? Is that a radical left lunatic? He's just a child. All right, get him out. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought it was a guy. Thank you. And she now has to go home to a mother who's a big Trump fan. Her mother's watching. I'm sorry. I said he, and it's a she. I'm sorry.
It could be very confusing these days. It happens to me all the time. Especially with left wingers. You just don't know, you know? Anyway. Meanwhile, Trump was on a tear too, slamming Terry Moran at ABC. Said ABC wanted to do the interview. They offered him a smorgasbord of people. He didn't know who Moran was. In other words, Moran hadn't ticked him off yet, so he picked Terry Moran. Trump told him it was his lucky day. He said, I picked you because I'd never heard of you before. It's your lucky day. Oh, here's how that worked out, the slam, Tony Moran.
Do you think the reputation of the United States has gone down under your presidency?
I think it's gone way up, and I think we're a respected country again. We were left at all over the world. We had a president that couldn't walk up a flight of stairs, couldn't walk down a flight of stairs, couldn't walk across the stage without falling. We had a president that was grossly incompetent. You knew it, I knew it, and everybody knew it, but you guys didn't want to write it because you're fake news.
All right. Thank you.
And by the way, ABC is one of the worst. I have to be honest with you.
Thank you.
It's true. He doesn't even try to argue because he can't. Meanwhile, folks, these numbers. One of the great lies told by the mainstream media for like two full years was that there was no border invasion going on. Nothing normal, nothing abnormal was going on down there. It was just a right-wing talking point. It was all a big lie. Well, boy, that didn't turn out to be true. And Trump showed what Biden could have done if he wasn't stone cold evil and running a voter drive at the border. But these numbers are unbelievable.
Just 9 illegal migrants were released into the United States during President Trump's first 100 days in office, compared to 184,000 during the same period last year under then-President Biden, according to Border Czar Tom Homan. The stunning figures came as the White House celebrated a 99.99% decrease in so-called gotaways, illegal entrants who evaded authorities, which the administration called the top threat to public safety. In that same time frame that we released 9, the Biden administration released 184,000 illegal aliens into the country, Homan said on Fox and Friends. Homan praised Trump's immigration policies, saying, President Trump is a game changer. What's happening on the border, he did in 7 weeks, what Joe Biden couldn't or wouldn't do in 4 years. Homan explained that of the—
Exactly. I mean, those numbers are stunning. 184,000 during the same period, Trump released 9, Biden released 184,000. Folks, take a listen to this. This is a Blaze Media reporter confronting Alejandro Mayorkas, head of the Department of Homeland Insecurity and Unsecurity, the terrorist and gangbanger shipping service, confronting him with some of these numbers and saying, you know, are you ashamed? You got an example? You got an explanation? You got anything? Can you explain to us why you couldn't do this, sir? Keep in mind, this is a guy who testified under oath that the border was secure.
Yes. Yes. Julio Rosas, Blaze Media.
Oh, pleasure.
How you doing?
Very fine. How are you?
I just wanted to ask you how it feels to see that the United States has a secure border now that President Trump is in office, as opposed to when you were Secretary of Homeland Security. Do you have any regret facilitating an open border, sir? Border crossings are down 95%.
Security announcement. Please maintain.
Do you regret allowing Tren de Aragua to gain a foothold in the United States, sir?
Unattended baggage is subject to search. Inspect.
You don't have anything to say, sir, about your time as Homeland Security Secretary? Facilitating an open border? I mean, it was a big issue, sir. That's one of the reasons why President Trump won re-election. You don't have anything to say about it? Do you have regret about losing track of facilitating the losing track of all those thousands of migrant children that are handed over to HHS?
He doesn't care.
Doors are closing. Please clear the door.
How does it feel that because of the Biden and Harris administration's policies, mass deportations actually gained the majority support? I mean, sir, Tren de Aragua didn't have a foothold in the United States before you guys came into office. It's a pretty big issue, right? So you're fine with how you guys handled the border?
Nothing. Lost 300,000 kids. Well, they weren't lost. They were just turned over to the same gang members who came to pick them up again and again. Sometimes he'd be the brother, the dad, the uncle. Where'd they go? Americans don't care. Oh, he knows. But he doesn't care. That was a minute and 40 seconds of him not caring as he walked through the airport. Why? Because he's proud of himself. He moved 20 million beat gangbanger. Murderers, rapists, into the country in just 4 years. That's a heck of an accomplishment. Oh, boy. Just released, media is going to go wild over this one. Donald Trump admitting in an interview with ABC News. Yeah, I could pick up that phone on that desk right over there. See that desk, see that phone. Yeah, I can get Satan Kilmar back. Yeah, I could call B. Kaylee and get him back, but I won't. Yeah. Supreme Court has, of course, ordered the Trump administration to facilitate the return of Saint Kilmar, the beatified and immaculated Saint Kilmar, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere. Here's Terry Moran on that, Trump's flat refusal to get him back. This is going to get there. I don't know why he said this, but this is going to get him into some trouble. People are going to love it, but it's going to get him into trouble.
And now the Supreme Court has upheld an order that you must return him to facilitate his return to the United States. What are you doing to comply?
Well, the lawyer that said it was a mistake was here a long time, was not appointed by us, should not have said that. And just so you understand, the person that you're talking about, you know, you're making this person sound, this is a MS-13 gang member, a tough cookie, been in lots of skirmishes, beat the hell out of his wife, and the wife was petrified to even talk about him, okay? This is not an innocent, wonderful gentleman from Maryland.
I'm not saying he's a good guy. It's about the rule of law. The order from the Supreme Court stands,
sir.
He came
into our country illegally.
You could get him back. There's a phone on this desk.
I could.
You could pick it up, and with all the power of the presidency, you could call up the president of El Salvador and say, send him back right now.
And if he were the gentleman that you say he is, I would do that.
But the court has ordered you to facilitate that.
I'm not the one making this decision. We have lawyers that don't want to do this.
But the buck stops in this office.
No. I follow the law. You want me to follow the law? If I were the president that just wanted to do anything, I'd probably keep him right where he is.
The Supreme Court says what the law is.
Listen, I was elected to take care of a problem. It was an unforced error that was made by a very incompetent man, a man that turned out to be incompetent, that you always said was wonderful, great genius, right? And now you find out all of the media now, they're saying what a mistake they made. A man who was grossly incompetent allowed us to have open borders where millions of people flowed in. Oh. I campaigned on that issue.
Okay. You know what Joe Biden campaigned on? The fact that he had defied the Supreme Court twice on repaying student loans. Two times. He bragged about it. Media loved it. They thought that was the smartest thing ever. But this, you can't get St. Kilmer back. That's the problem. Now, I don't know if I would have admitted that the way he has. I mean, they've kind of skirted along, going well. Let's argue about the meaning of facilitated. The Supreme Court did not say he had to get St. Kilmer back. He said they had to facilitate his return. What does that mean? Well, you know, should the Democrats find some way to liberate him and Trump were to be presented with him, or United States officials under his command were to be presented with St. Kilmer, then Trump would have to facilitate his return. Probably. But that's going to cause a crazy reaction today. Okay. And look, here's why Trump can't do it. He can't set the legal precedent of bringing back St. Kilmer. Because then every case from here on out, they would say, well, look, here's the legal precedent. St. Kilmer has to have a hearing. And if he beats his wife in between hearings, we'll just celebrate. She should have shut up anyway. Probably deserved it. Like those Olympic boxers that refuse to fight men. Yeah, I'm in Black Isle heel. Come on. Make you tougher. Trump knows if he brings him back, that's legal precedent. And he cannot establish legal precedent. You know why? These numbers. He just flashed up on the screen. Of those, Trump has arrested and deported. Listen to this. 75% have criminal charges. 9,639 assaults. A lot of St. Kilmer wife beaters in there. A lot of patron saints of wife beating. 6,398 DWIs or DUIs, including injury and death, 1,479 weapons offenses. These are the illegals Trump deported. 2,288 known gang members, 1,329 sex offenses. That's, you know, committing the rapes that Americans just won't commit. And 498 murders. You know, it would be fat. We'll never know, but it would be fascinating to quantify how much human suffering this will prevent. These aren't just people. This is a human crime wave. There would be murders, rapes, child sex abuse, lives shattered, families shattered. That will never happen because these people just went out the door. And Biden was going to leave them here. That's the outrage of it. He was going to leave them here. I'm so glad Border Patrol Council President Paul Perez explained this. It wasn't just that Biden was letting them all in and then a lot of murders and, you know, people from Interpol's most wanted criminal gang list. I mean, just like the whole world's criminal class moved here. It wasn't just that. 900,000 of them got deportation orders from a judge and were ready to go. The reason they didn't go anywhere is because Biden had ICE sitting at their desks, i.e. with their hands tied. This is Border Patrol Council President Paul Perez yesterday.
From the time that President Trump took over, he allowed us to actually do the job. So our guys are out there every day, whereas before we were behind a desk. We were facilitating the release of all of the illegal aliens that Joe Biden let in under his previous administration, unvetted, unchecked, and to the tune of millions. So our guys weren't on the line. We were processing, we were detaining, we were transporting, we were doing everything we shouldn't be doing. And now our guys are out there on the line actually protecting the border. Yeah.
See the problem there? That's why they stacked up, folks. The 900,000 with criminal convictions, not for illegal immigration, but I mean beyond. They made sure they stayed. Democrats, y'all. Texter writes, Tara, have you seen any hummingbirds? We had that late season frost. I had a few before then, because frost will kill them. And I had a couple little boys before that, and then they disappeared for a week. And now they're back. I've seen a few. I haven't seen the girls yet, but the boys are out. They're the ones in the tuxedos. The girls are gray, not as pretty, but bigger. Now, the texter writes, one thing no one asks these liberals is, what are we supposed to do with this violent drug dealing, human trafficking, wife beating gang member if he comes back? Well, celebrate him. Are you kidding me? Guy probably could run for office in a Democrat area. Set him loose to continue his terror campaign? Of course. That's what that judge was trying to do. Now, he was a woman beater, too. Same guy. By the way, did you hear what liberal law professor Jonathan Turley wrote about that? He makes a great point about the Wisconsin judge, who, by the way, even the Wall Street Journal said, she's in trouble. She got a problem. Because it looks like she did what she's accused of. Turley asking a great question about this. Look, sanctuary cities, the way they work is they just refuse to cooperate, i.e. use local resources to help. But she was actually getting in the way, obstructing. He writes, what these politicians do not explain is where the line should be drawn. Talk about the Democrats. If judges can now actively assist in the escape of fugitives or wanted individuals, could Judge Dugan order court officers to hide Ruiz? Could she put him in her trunk and drive him out of the courthouse? Once you leave the bench to assist in illegality, you find yourself on a slippery slope. I think the Democrats' answer would be, we love our voters, at future voters. Anything they want, anything they need, we could do. Because we're better and more moral than you. We could break the law when we feel it is the right thing to do. But you can't ever break the law. Turley wrote on X that Judge Dugan did not issue court orders or call a hearing to address the problem. Instead, she personally facilitated his escape from federal authorities. And he also points this out. Again, the illegal immigrant, Ruiz, was about to go on trial for beating a man and a woman so badly he put them in the hospital. So she also helped him to escape that. ICE was not in the courtroom. They were outside the courtroom patiently waiting. She did not want them in the courtroom. They weren't going to go in the courtroom. So she left the two victims sitting there while she helped him abscond, yes, from ICE, but also from the consequences of the beating, and did not seem to care. So he's right to ask this, where does this end? If we let this judge get away with this, is the new standard for judges everywhere? You take the illegal immigrants, shove them in the back of your car, you drive them out, let them go. And if you could do that, can you take him home and let him live in your home like judges in New Mexico do? How about some weapons training? Yeah, no, they're not illegally allowed to buy or own a weapon here in America if you're an illegal immigrant. But how about some weapons training? A little bit of weapons training here, a little weapons training. And then maybe you start lending them your weapons. And then before you know it, you've got a hammer and you're destroying their cell phone because there's pictures of headless decomposing bodies on it. Because your friend is a member of Trenda J. Aragua. By the way, do you know that actually happened? I could have put that in the Insane Things podcast this week. By the way, if you tune in to hear me, you know, here, there, everywhere, every once in a while, and you want to catch up end of week, best way to do it is to download the Battleground America podcast on Fridays. It is my wrap up of the week. It is my most popular battleground because it's the best of the week. It gets about twice as many downloads as the rest of the week. People catching up on, you know, what was the most outrageous thing, what happened, what, you know, so much. And I only do things that we've never seen before. And we have, folks, that's going to lead back to the Democrat Party. I guarantee you that is part of a training and trafficking network that judge was part of, that New Mexico judge and his wife. I mean, you're talking about taking his phone, which had headless photos on it. You're cool with that. You know that the police shouldn't see the phone, and you destroy it as a judge who used to be a police officer. Something's up there. And the other reason, you know how you know? FBI and DHS raided his home. This is not just a weapons charge. Take a look at, listen, this is Assistant Department of Homeland Security Director Tricia McLaughlin.
It wouldn't be on just harboring this member of Tren de Aragua. The wife and that judge actually went so far as to destroy evidence, including there were two photos on this criminal illegal alien's phone that showed decapitated individuals, and he was sending that around. They went so far as to take a hammer and destroy this phone so that police couldn't access this. We are going to continue to go after these activist judges, especially in such egregious cases like this.
So where does it end? Again, you are aiding and abetting his escape. Okay to put him, if you're going to do that, that's an act of violation of the law. Well, it should be okay to put him in a car then, right? Or we'll have a constitutional crisis. Well, then again, before you know, he's moving into your house. You're handing him semi-automatic and automatic weapons. You're training him at the gun range. All his friends moving in. They're hanging out there. Tren de Aragua. They're flashing gang signs all over the place and pitches with you. And then before you know it, your industry is taking a hammer to his cell phone to destroy it because there's headless photos on it. And what's a couple of dead people among Democrat? I mean, friends, good friends, illegal immigrant friends.